And welcome back into the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative. We thank Darcy and the team over at Solidarity Realty for sponsoring the studios in Madison. And again, you can find out more about their work and how they can help you at SolidarityRealty.com. A big thank you to all of our sponsors. We want to once again thank the Progress Center for Black Women, centerforblackwomen.org. You can learn more at centerforblackwomen.org. Also, Forward Tie Boxing, Abby and Brendan, the team over at forwardtieboxing.com. And lastly, here off the top of the show, we want to thank Ula Eyewear, our friends Brittany, Margot, Alia, everyone at Ula Eyewear in Hilldale Shopping Center. You can find out more about them at ulaeyewear.com. Today's program is going to be the incredible work of WBIC and then also highlighting members of the organization and clients that work with WBIC that WBIC supports. So we welcome in the first half of the show, Alice and Mark. Alice is with WBIC and Mark here to represent his business, The Boss and Spade Entertainment, LLC. Welcome to the show, Alice.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
And Mark, you too. I'm doing this one at a time because I know otherwise I say that welcome and you guys both talk at the same time. That's how it normally works. So Mark, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show, Jason.
So on this show, Let's Get Local, we get to talk about, basically we focus on local businesses and organizations and events. And an organization like WBIC has been supporting small business and the dreams of small businesses for a long, long time. Alice, tell us a little bit about, give us an overview of WBIC.
Sure. WBIC has been a leading innovative statewide economic development corporation that's been putting business dreams to work since 1987. We celebrated our 35th year being an economic development organization last year. So that's very exciting for us. And three things that we concentrate on are quality business training, small business consulting and coaching, and access to capital for individuals that are looking to either start or expand their small business. And we particularly focus on individuals that would be facing barriers with getting traditional access to lending capital. So that's one of the really important parts of what WBIC does for new businesses that are coming on the scene.
Yeah, such an important part. You know, a lot of people want to pursue their passions, want to pursue and make that dream come true. But the reality that we all face is if you don't have financial support or the access to it, you can't often get that started the way you'd like to and really give it a shot. Mark, let's hear a little bit about your business here. Tell us about your business and we'll kind of go back and forth with you and Alice as we learn more here during the first half of the show.
The Boston Spade Entertainment is basically is a service for hosting, for DJ services, weddings, you know, any occasion. I've done shows for UW. I do shows at nightclubs. So we came up with the idea to start this this LLC because we want to expand it. We want to eventually be able to like rent equipment, sound equipment. A lot of times people would want to throw a party but can't afford a DJ. And, you know, they'll just come out and rent equipment or chairs, bouncy houses. The idea came from that. And, you know, the Boston Spade, the name comes from, again, the boss being my wife. She's radio personality on 89.9 FM WRT. She's been a radio host for over 13 years. And I've been into music since I was young. I actually got into DJing when I was really young, like around 10 years old. My older brother had equipment and, professionally, I started DJing in nightclubs when I was around 19 years old. And I just love the craft. I love the excitement of, you know, getting the party started and, you know, getting everyone, you know, excited and in a good mood because it's a lifelong memory. If you're celebrating an accomplishment, a graduation, a marriage, an engagement, and, you know, one of the most important things that are remembered is that party, you know? So knowing that I could provide that service and you know, I have a lot of experience doing it. So I figured try my hand in it, you know. So, yeah, it's fresh, it's new. And with the support of the community, it's going, you know, it's going. And I see the progress in it. So I got to say I'm a little proud of myself. And, you know, thanks to people like Alice, who, you know, they support. because they know things that I had to face and persevere. Part of my story is I served 9 years in prison for a crime I didn't commit. And I eventually had someone hear my case, Kelly Thompson, and a woman named Melissa Fitzsimmons out of Milwaukee, who are, you know, Kelly Thompson is the daughter of the former governor, Tommy Thompson. And she's the director of the public defender's office. Melissa Fitzsimmons is a lawyer for that office in Milwaukee. And they finally looked into my case and saw that I got a ridiculously harsh sentence. And they got me out. To make a long story, they got me out early. I had a 16-year prison sentence. And after doing 9 years, I got released. And I've been home now a year and about 2 months. And I've graduated from Inspire Barber College. I graduated UW Odyssey. And I got my own business. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And this is part of it here. So, yeah, that's the gist of my business, man. It's to provide great memories, good times, and happy faces.
Mark, thanks for sharing that insight and your story a bit. Alice, when you hear Mark talk about what this business means to him and the direction his life is going, what does that mean to you?
Professionally, this is what WBIC is here for, to work with Mark and other individuals on getting their dreams put to work. And if there's, you know, previous challenges in life, then let's work around that and let's find a way to make the business successful and flourish and grow and be an integral part of the community.
We're talking with Mark of the Boss and Spade Entertainment LLC, and also Alice is with us from WBIC. Mark, so with the situation, you mentioned your wife just before, and she's got the show on board, been doing it for a long time. Give us a little background on her, your business partner there.
So Rebecca got into the music. Her real name's Rebecca. She got into the music. She's always been a fan of hip hop, and she's also done a lot of community advocacy work for prisoners. Wisconsin has one of the highest black male incarceration rates in our country. There are people in Wisconsin serving time who should not be in prison. We all know that there are people that deserve to be there. You know, you do something wrong, you got to pay a price. In my personal case, I made an introduction to someone. So I introduced someone to someone else that sold them drugs. And because I wouldn't testify against the person that did it, I got his charges and a 16-year sentence when I've never been in prison. Now, I'm not going to say I didn't have a background, but it was nothing extensive. You know, I served a couple of days in a county jail, and they went from that to a 16-year prison sentence, which was outrageous. So she started doing it. Most of the people that tune into the show are incarcerated. So she caters to the incarcerated population, and she brings families together. So for per se, like, you can either email, you could send a core links from inside prison, and you could request songs, you could give a shout out to your friend and someone else, or, you know, say happy birthday to your daughter and have it aired on radio. So, you know, she provides something to keep families connected, because when you're in there, you lose people give up on you. You know, sometimes you feel hopeless, you feel alone. And she just provided this enormous platform to have people feel like they're, you know, like people care about you, you know, like, we're here for you. We care about you. We're listening to you, you know, and we're going through this with you. So she's been doing it now, I think it's 13 years. I think it's 13 years. And we met because I was one of those people that used to write in letters. I used to write in letters. I used to request songs. And after 2.5 years of doing that, I was graduating from Madison College while I was at work release for an industrial maintenance program that I took. I graduated under valedictorian status with a 4.0, and the school nominated me to do the commencement speech. I was up there with all the brass from the Department of Corrections, Kevin Carr, and, you know, the deans of the school. And I sent her an invite, not knowing if she was going to come. And she showed up. And when she came there, I saw her. I didn't even know what she looked like. I would write into the show. I didn't know what she looked like. I didn't know nothing. All I knew was the voice and the music she played. And when she showed up, you know, the rest is history. I was like, oh my God. So, you know, fate had it where, you know, she wasn't with nobody. We started off as friends. We spoke for about another 2 years because, you know, I still had time, and she started going to bat for me. And she's another person that I have to thank for my freedom, because she stood, you know, making sure the lawyers filed papers, making sure that this one knew this and this one knew that and this one called this one. And she fought for me, and I came home. I never thought I live in Madison. I never thought I live in Wisconsin. You know, I'm a New York boy, so. You know, my Wisconsin experience until I met her wasn't that great, but I'm happy here in Madison. Like, I'm, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm in a place where I'm comfortable. It definitely feels like home. The community has supported me enormously. I mean, there's other small business owners like Papa Cobina from the Hitters Collective Dance Studio, you know, places that I DJ at, Taverna Kaya, Michael Ding and his wife, Wendy. Like, I've had an enormous Odyssey. Oh my God, the UW Odyssey Project and Emily Auerbach, that entire family, they've been supportive. And I've had no setbacks. You know, we all have like a slow patch, but everything has been going forward. Like, everything has been going forward. I give you a quick brief. I got released after doing all this time with $950 to start a life over as a 45-year-old man. This is literally, I got out March 3rd of 2022. We're a year and 3 months into this freedom thing, right? I just got my first car loan. I got credit. You know, we are looking to close on a house now. I got my first small business loan through Kiva. I pay all my bills on time. Like, you know, it's something, I'm mentioning it because it's a proud moment. It's a proud moment. You know, I lost a lot. I lost both my parents while I was inside, two sisters, and It's an enormously great feeling when you know you're putting your talents to work, you're doing something you love, and you're being supported by your community for doing it. And, you know, and as corny as it may sound, I felt like a rock star DJing a party for UW with Bucky the Badger behind me. You know, it was amazing. So, you know, that's where I'm at now. That's a little bit of background.
We like corny on the show, Mark, so you fit right in. We have to cut to a break here on Let's Get Local. We've been talking with Mark of the Boston Spade Entertainment LLC and Alice with Wibbick. More with them right after this break. You ain't got no responsibility. Back here on Let's Get Local, Jason Aifman, your host of the program, where we talk about local businesses, organizations, events, and stories, and things that connect community. And we were talking with Mark Espanol here on the show, and Mark shared graciously so much about his story, and we really appreciate that, Mark, because I think it's something that people need to be aware of, people that want to activate to do something about some of the issues in our community, the improvements we can make in our society 100%, but also I'm sure there's people out there as well that have felt like they were disconnected from the community, and you have shown them there's a way to reconnect no matter what the circumstance.
Definitely. I learned I can't keep punishing myself for my past. You know, I can be honest with myself and say that, I've never thought I'd be in situations I found myself in, but I can't keep punishing myself for the past. And although I know other people will, and I've had that done where I've had someone contact me for a gig and tell me they're going to do a background check and I've never heard from them again, which is okay. You know, which is okay. No one's forced to hire me. You know, there are other entertainment companies and DJ services out there, you know. I'm just here, again, to do what I love, and whatever's for me is gonna be for me. You know, I'm very, very strong in my faith that things are meant to be. They're gonna be for you, and you know, I know that I have a God that looks over me, and I know He wants well for me. So you know, I live off that. I'm driven off the fact that I have a beautiful family. You know, I have children that need me, so I do my best for them. You know, I've lost a lot of years, and how things have been working thus far, I don't even think about those years anymore. You know, I don't think about those years. I think about the blessings that I've received. You know, this community again has been unexpected, because when they teach you things, you take these classes inside, like restorative justice, and they teach you things about ripple effect and how you should be for society and what society expects out of every human being. You know, my society is what molded me into what I used to be. It was my surroundings. Anyone who ever takes a psychology class knows that there's a debate called nature versus nurture. You know, how much are you naturally and how much your environment has molded you. And I held myself accountable. I can't blame the world for my actions. I could only do right now, you know, and make sure that I live the rest of my life to be part of the solution and no longer part of the problem. And my lived experience helps me do that. You know, I've never dreamed in a million years that I would ever spend years in prison. But here I am now, you know, again, you know, I'm starting this business with faith and knowing that I have the support and the kind of people that support me. To have the support by, you know, the University of Wisconsin, we'll leave it at that. By having the support of the UW Odyssey Project, I know that I'm okay. I know that I'm okay. Alice, I met Alice doing a Morph Story Slam. We were doing a podcast at the High Noon. And it was astronomical how much we had in common, you know, and I consider her another blessing. Like, you know, they tell you, like, people are put in your life, you know, complete strangers. And then here we are. Here we are. And she sought me out because she sees something in me she believes in. And she knew that her organization, you know, WBIC and again, Kiva, Latino Chamber of Commerce, I have to thank them as well. They believed in me. So, you know, I've always been that kind of person. I live by solid principles and values. I can't let them down. I won't let them down. So, yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Alice, when you think about getting to do what you do, getting to talk with people like Mark and some of the other stories we'll hear in the second half of the show, personally for you, why do you do the work you do with WBIC?
The mission of WBIC is so positive and such a force for good for our society, for community, for small business entrepreneurship. And I believe that people that have the dream of opening their own business, that they should be supported and be allowed to put their dreams to work and have a successful business, that they can grow into something that they're proud of and be a proud member of the community. And WBIC has done a lot of good for the state of Wisconsin. We assisted over 5,000 people in the state last year looking for information on how to start their own businesses. So absolutely, yes, we are there to assist people to put their dreams to work.
Alice Pauser and Mark Espanol here on the show. The first half of the program, I'll talk with some other guests here coming up, WBIC members as well and clients in the second half of the program. Just to close up this first half, I wanted to tell you both how much I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you telling your story, sharing the information, and doing what you do. Alice, if people are looking to make their dreams come true, like Mark was, but they're struggling, they're having issues, what are some of the best ways to reach out?
Certainly by calling our main office at 608-257-5450 or getting online and contacting us through email. And we're always excited for people to make appointments and come in and talk to us to see where they're at. Sometimes it's just an idea they have. Sometimes they've already started and they're looking to grow a little bit more. So yes, we're there 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, and we'd love to talk to you.
And again, WBIC helping people all around the state of Wisconsin. So reach out. Again, their website, you can find them at wwbic.com. We'll be back for more Let's Get Local. We'll hear some more stories. Mark, thanks so much for spending time with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. You guys have a good night.
Bye.
Bye,
that's Mark Espanol and Alice Pauser. We'll be back in a minute here on Let's Go.
A long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
And welcome back into the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Again, Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative. We thank Darcy and the team for sponsoring the Mad Radio Studios. We also want to thank a couple of our sponsors, Madison Top Company, Promotional Experts, a family-owned business for nearly 50 years. Also, our friends over at Easy Office Products, the letters EZOP.com to reach out to Gary and Rose Moles, good friends of the show and great friends of local business. We come back to the program now and welcome Alice Pauser back in. Alice, we have different people with us now. We have new guests. So we have to say welcome to Courtney. Courtney, how are you?
Doing just great. Thanks for having me.
Courtney's going to tell us about her business, the Keep Calm Sensory Zone. And also Erica, who is has Fiddlesticks, which I was just telling her. I went to her shop a couple of months ago and really enjoyed it. Erica, how are you?
Thank you so much. Yeah, doing well. Glad to be here.
So we'll continue on with the show. First off, let's give you each an opportunity to kind of tell people about your business. Courtney, we'll start with you. Give an overview of your business and how you got this started.
Absolutely. So the Keep Calm Sensory Zone is a component of a larger organization called Keep Calm Toolkits, which started about 4 years ago. I have two boys that are both neurodiverse, and my youngest has special needs. And we started noticing a lot of the behavioral challenges that he was having and how he was coping with daily life. And having a master's in counseling, I said, well, you know what? Let's research fidgets and sensory tools and coping skills and put something together for you. So we did, and we called it his Keep Calm Toolkit that he to this day still carries around in a black fanny pack that he takes everywhere. And we started seeing that a lot of individuals, a lot of people at school and a lot of community people wanted what we had found. I had researched a lot of different sensory tools and fidgets and those that were high quality, able to be withstand a lot of use and able to be sanitized and that. And so he came to me 4 years ago and said, Mom, everybody wants what they've got or what I've got. Can't they get their own? And I said, no, not really, hon, not with what I've researched, not with the categories and the fidgets that we found. So he said, well, we just need to sell these. So the business started from a 8-year-old boy who's now 12, seeing a need in the community for fidgets and sensory tools to get in the hands of those parents. So we started going out to community events and setting up tables in the midst of COVID and that at the very beginning, and started seeing a greater need for sensory tools and fidgets in the community that were high quality and that kept the interest of the person utilizing them. And that continued to grow. And we talked to a lot of families about the need for a calm environment for them to be able, while at these festivals or fairs or vendor events, their children were, you know, either becoming bored or were becoming overstimulated or dysregulated, and they wanted a safe space their child could go to. So we bought a mobile ambulance and converted it to what we call our Keep Calm Mobile Sensory Unit. And it's a big white and purple ambulance that we take out to community events and that, and it's able to be reserved for the community. And everybody loved the ambulance. They loved the fidgets. But as we were talking to parents, they said, this is wonderful, but we often can't make it to you. Is there a way that you could have one location that we can come to and access everything? And so I started thinking about it and consulted with my WBIC coach and said, I've got this idea for this family activity center, a place where we are welcoming of all children, but we are designed for the neurodiverse. What do you think? And she was like, oh my God, you need to do it now. And we'll give you the money and you need to find the building. So we moved into our building and got everything set up, and grand opened April 15th and 16th of last month. So we've literally only been open for about 5, maybe 6 weeks. We opened up an 11,000 square foot kids gym and family activity center that is designed for families raising children that are neurodiverse. And we created this inclusive kids gym that incorporates a huge sensory play gym with climbing apparatuses, slides, swings, tunnels, tubes, you name it. We have a calming room, as well as an immersive hands-on touch wall area, a toddler zone, all of the fidgets and sensory tools a family would ever want. But then we also bring in community events and community other entrepreneurs to provide programming for these families. So we are this immersive, inclusive activity center where families can meet with other families, learn about what's going on in their child's life, gain access to resources, participate in fun programs that they otherwise would not be able to, and then be able to just allow their child to be themselves. And I laugh and tell people, if their child spins, flaps, licks the walls, or climbs the walls, join the fun, because my son already does a lot of that. So this is just this inclusive space on the north side of Madison, where we're open every day except Mondays for families to come in and just feel included and have this sense of community where they're wanted. And we go along this journey with them of raising a child with any sort of, you know, special need. But we love having those that are neurotypical come in and learn empathy and inclusion and what it's like being in the shoes of somebody else. And, you know, to be open-minded to the fact that we're all human and we're all different in some, in many, many ways.
Wow. I love the response from Wibbick. I love your passion, Courtney. And Alice, when you think about and you hear Courtney tell the story and just talk about the business, again, I'd love to hear your thoughts and reaction from Wibbick's perspective to know that you helped make that happen.
Courtney, I have to say your passion for what you do is amazing.
Thank you.
And everyone that you have worked with at Wibbick says the same exact thing. And thank you so much for thinking of us when you wanted to start this and get it growing. And we're so privileged to be able to work with you on your business.
I am very privileged and I feel blessed that I was able to find Wibbick and have somebody trust my vision and know that it's not if we're ever going to interact with these children, it's when, and that these kids want to be treated just like any other child and they deserve the same opportunities as everybody else.
And we'll stick with the theme of inclusion and go to Erica now, because Fiddlesticks Knits, yes, it's a beautiful store where you can find all kinds of items for crocheting and embroidery and crafts and all these things, but it is really centered on that inclusive idea too. So Erica, tell us a little bit about your passion and your story.
Absolutely. So Fiddlesticks Knits is a knitting yarn shop focused on providing crafts supplies for all different fiber arts. We are located in the Atwood neighborhood of Madison, and a big goal for us is to build community, especially with our neighbors and within the queer community, and then also to make the fiber arts as accessible as possible, and whether that's having different tools to make it easier to craft, for people with any sort of like joint issues or anything like that, but also removing financial barriers. We have an extensive lending library and lots of free or low cost classes to make it easier to get started.
I love it too, because it's also an activity and something that keeps people's minds active, keeps them engaged.
Absolutely. You know, it's actually really nice being on the same segment as somebody else who is talking about kind of sensory and tactile stimulation, because that's kind of the fun thing about a yarn shop is it's a very tactile experience. Whenever somebody comes into the store and it's their first time in a yarn shop and they don't really know what to do, I'm always like, your job is to just touch everything there is. If you like the way something feels, you look at what it's made out of. And it's just kind of a good, really soothing, calming activity. Really great to help a lot of people find benefit in crafting for, you know, anxiety and depression. And I know I felt some benefit from that myself. And it's really nice seeing more people realize the benefits and that it's something that you can do no matter your age or your gender expression or anything else. Like, crafting is for everyone.
What a great activity to pick up too, as a youngster. It, you know, learn these things, you can do them, it gets you off of an electronic device for a while. And like you said, active activity too for people that maybe is a good way for them to kind of work through some things and deal with anxiety. I know when we get stressed and we have things going on, it's really nice to center, and it seems like a very centered activity too. So Erica, we appreciate that overview. Fiddlesticks Knits, you can find out more about them. Of course, they're located on Atwood there, right in the neighborhood, but they are online at fiddlesticksknits.com. It's fiddlesticksknits.com. So as we continue on the show here, we'll bring Courtney back in. We know, as we talk about kids and we learn more about them, more and more of the things we're finding are people are being identified more if they're neurodiverse. We're identifying them and creating plans and toolkits, just like you said, to assist them to live their best lives and connect them with community. So where else are you going from here, Courtney? I know there's probably more on the idea pad, right?
Oh, there definitely is. I have a dynamite team. We were just talking today about taking the rig out to more places, and we just had our first community organization purchase a medium-sized sensory room that we go in and see their space and work with them and customize a room based on these sizes that we have. And my team member, my program director today, was like, we should be the experts in creating sensory rooms, and we should have a team that goes out there and meets with organizations and sets up sensory rooms in schools and hospitals and, you know, daycare centers and that. And I was like, sounds great. That's coming a little later. And she's like, I know. But at the same time, I'm going, ooh, I have a distributor in Massachusetts who has a trauma-informed care background. Let me fly her in so we can set up a second location in Massachusetts. And, you know, we've got people asking us, can we start this in, you know, Milwaukee or Chicago area? And I'm like, well, let me start my first. And I was like, well, I'm already started and we're already going. So sounds great to me. Let's start branching off into other areas and getting more locations set up, because I kind of look at them as like, we need to impact the lives of not only the families in Madison, but the families globally all over the place, because mental health challenges and neurodiversity is not something that affects one population, one socioeconomic class, you know, one gender, one race, one religion. It impacts everybody. And, you know, when I talk to people and I say, it's not if, it's when, and I start describing behaviors, they're like, that sounds like so-and-so, and I have a kid down the block, or my son, or my daughter, or my niece, or my nephew, or, you know, I myself have neurodiversities and that. And, you know, we want people to see that there's a whole community out there just waiting to, you know, open their arms and say, like, we are here to help you. So we, you know, want to get the rig out. We want to get out at a lot more community events than that. We want to partner with a lot of organizations and develop sensory rooms in their location for them to be able to provide an opportunity for sensory regulation and focus and calming and that in their place. But my vision is to not just have the Madison location. At the end of year one, I want one, if not two, other locations in the works. And so 5-6 years down the line, we're all over. But we have a subsection. We work with first responders, and I just sent 5 kits today to New York. I want to hit every single state in the United States and have Keep Calm sensory kits for first responders in every single squad car, because these are the people that are responding to emergencies when these children are in heightened states. And right now there's a lack of training and a lack of education, and I want to make sure that disappears and everybody's trained and knowledgeable at least of how to be proactive versus reactive.
We are learning a lot here on Let's Get Local today. Some important conversation. I mean, it really is. Thank you so much for the input. We've got to cut to a break, though. When we come back, our final segment, and we'll learn more with Erica, Courtney, and Alice right after this on Let's Get Local. Welcome back into Let's Get Local. Jason Haithman here with you on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, WMDX Mad Radio here in Madison. But of course, you can catch the stream on civicmedia.us. And don't forget the podcasts are all out there as well. All you got to do is search Let's Get Local, and you can find podcasts of previous shows with other amazing guests as well. Today's show featured on WBIC, though, and members of WBIC, and some really inspirational stories and wonderful stories here. Alice Pauser of WBIC has been with us the whole time. Alice has been taking a backseat, probably like she always does, but she has brought these wonderful guests to us. Alice, as you hear people like Courtney, Erica, like Mark, talk about their businesses, I mean, what does that make you think moving forward with the mission of WBIC? I know you guys have been doing this a while, but man, it just has to be regenerating every time you hear people like this talk.
Yes, and it is the reason that WBIC is here, is to work with individuals on getting their businesses started, keeping them healthy, and then helping them grow the business as large as they would like to grow it. And it's a privilege to be able to serve members of the community that are looking to do this. And we encourage people that if you have an idea, you just have an idea, to come in and talk to us and see how we can move forward, whether it's through our training programs, our coaching programs, or our lending programs. So we can start at square one with you and work with you through the entire process.
Erica, I want to go back to you now to ask you about community and how crafting and things like that could really bring people together that maybe otherwise never would have met, right? So tell us a little bit about how your store helps kind of bring that to our community.
Absolutely. I know one of the things that our customers and patrons really love, we have 4 different crafting socials every week. I actually just came from a crafting social to be able to record this. But basically, we just have space and an open time when anybody can come in, bring whatever it is they're working on, and just hang out and meet other crafters in their area, you know, just whoever comes, and people who otherwise would not necessarily, you know, talk to each other if they were like on a bus or, you know, just out going about their day. But all of a sudden, you know, you have this one thing in common, and if nothing else, you can ask like, oh, what are you working on? And kind of get to make a connection and build a relationship on that shared love of crafting.
That's fantastic. I love that about these different activities too, and spaces that you can come into. And I love how active Fiddlesticks Knits is with that. I mean, you mentioned all the opportunities people to come together in those settings and find something to bond over or something to connect on. So that's fantastic. Again, the website for Erica and Fiddlesticks Knits is fiddlesticksknits.com, fiddlesticksknits.com to find out more there. Please visit their shop. It's so adorable and wonderful. Absolutely love it over there, Erica. And so, Courtney, I'm going to go back to you quick. We have a little bit of time left here, and I know you're trying to change the world over there. So you talked about all 50. I mean, it is really inspiring stuff, but you have big goals, big visions, and you know, vision is part of this, right, to make it happen. But tell me a little bit, just briefly, about how without WBIC, do you think you'd be where you are with this project right now?
Absolutely. This had always been a dream for the last 3 years, and it was just happenstance that I, you know, met somebody with WBIC and was reaching out about the ambulance and got the ambulance started. And, you know, from then it was just bigger conversations, but it was the lack of fear to have somebody tell me no. So often, raising a special needs child, you're told you can't access that. You don't have the right services. You don't have the right diagnosis. And my biggest strength is being like, okay, no's my second favorite answer. It just means that you're not able to help me, but somebody else can help me. Let me be an advocate. And it got to a point where I knew I needed to advocate for more than just my son. I have nieces and nephews that are neurodiverse as well. And I think about the 17 million children in there. And I was like, you know what? I am doing such a great job of advocating for my son. I need to advocate for these other kids as well. And literally, God gave me two dreams, the exact same dreams. And it was kind of a wake-up call of, you have this connection. I'm giving you a vision. Now you literally need to just shut up and listen to me and do what I'm asking you to do. And when I brought the idea to WBIC, I never thought in my lifetime somebody would believe in my vision enough to be like, we'll give you all the money you want. Absolutely. We'll give you all of the support. We'll give you all of the, you know, guidance and cheerleading inspiration that you're looking for. Because if I had gone to a bank, they'd have looked at me like, you have no collateral. You're in a sense, a single mom trying to raise a child. You know, you work at that time full-time for Girl Scouts. And I left in order to have my vision come through, you know, and be able to happen. But I never would have gotten the funding from a bank, you know, struggling to raise a son on what I was making at Girl Scouts and, you know, a little bit of money that their dad was bringing in, and that it was tough. And I didn't have the collateral. I didn't have the best credit score, even though my credit score was good, you know, to be able to get a mega loan. And WBIC was able to work with me, get everything done, come up with the finances, you know, work on what needed to get worked on. And what should have taken a couple months took me like 3 weeks of getting full SBA backed and approval. And I was like, wow, somebody believes in my idea enough, more than just me, so I could do this. And without WBIC, it never would have happened.
Fantastic. Alice, if people are hearing these stories from Erica, from Courtney, from Mark, and they have their own dreams, again, remind them, what are what's the starting point? How do they get connected with WBIC? What are the easiest ways to do that? So they might be able to bring their dreams true too.
I think a phone call is the best way to start, so that we can find out what exactly it is that you're looking to do, and how can we work with you on that. And also, I highly recommend visiting our website. It has information, everything from taking a training or a class to how to apply for a loan. Like Mark talked about the Kiva loan, that is how he received funding through WBIC. And so we've got so many opportunities. So please just call or get on our website and email us, and we would love to meet with you.
Thank you all so much. Again, the website there is www.bic.com, WBIC.com. Courtney, Erica, Alice, thanks so much for your time, for making time for this, for sharing your stories and your passions, and for doing what you do. We appreciate it.
Of course. Glad to be able to share everything.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is a wrap for this week's Let's Get Local. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks again to our sponsors. And again, remember, go local, buy local, be local, and support local. We'll catch you next week. Don't let me take